It's time for Northwest Georgia Sports Live on Talk Radio WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM. Here's your hosts, Matt Davis and Ian Griffin.
What's happening, man?
It's Thursday.
It is.
Here we are in the streaming studio.
Yeah. If you're watching on the video, if you're listening on the radio, you're like, what in the heck is he talking about? Because this airs ahead of the game night action that we have for you on WLAQ at 6 o'clock, the radio version on Friday. So just have to specify that so we don't confuse people.
That is true. And we're going to talk a little high school football. There are only four Fridays left in the regular season, Matt. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe that, man. It is. We've been talking about that for weeks. The high school football season just kind of slides on by pretty quickly. And here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about playoff action getting started, and we'll be entering November. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We got a couple of more weeks of October left, but it's going to go by in a flash. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and some big time matchups and playoff pictures really starting to unfold. In certain regions, it's starting to become clearer. In others, it's going to be an interesting finish across the board. So I know we're going to dive into some of that and pick some games. But it was a great week last week. I wasn't with you in the booth to watch the Darlington Tigers win. But what are some of your thoughts on last week's action?
Well, Darlington had a very, very decisive win. They were up 21-0 by halftime. Would score a couple more touchdowns in the third quarter of the football game. Won it pretty handily, 35-0 over the Chattooga Indians to go 3-0 in region play, setting up a big-time matchup against region undefeated teams down in Lindale coming up this weekend, which we're super excited about. The Darlington Tigers are going down to Pepperell, and I know we're going to talk about that in great detail coming up in a little bit. Not going to pick that game today because we're broadcasting it, but certainly is one that we're super excited about attending coming up. But as far as last week was concerned, Calhoun picking up the win over Hiram, I thought that one could go either way. I know you did as well, but Calhoun ended up picking the win there. The Cass at Cartersville game going to overtime, I wouldn't say I was shocked by the fact that it was close, but at the same time, maybe a little bit surprised that one took overtime for Cartersville to pick up the victory in that one.
Yeah, I think it's clear, and we talked about this when we picked that game last week. I don't think Cartersville has the offense that we're accustomed to them having, just where they pile on the points every week. They've had to win playing really good defense. Now, that said, they have enough offense. They've shown they can come back scoring 21 points to overcome a 17-point deficit to beat Calhoun a few weeks ago. Obviously, Coach Gates has been building that program brick by brick now for years. They wanted that game, and to go on the road and come as close as they did, I know that had to hurt.
Oh, no question about it. And I know we're going to talk about that a little bit in detail because they got a big matchup coming up this week, and that one's going to be a road game. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. But are you ready for your favorite segment of the show? It doesn't have quite the same
shine
this week. It still shines for you.
Yeah, you picked one up on me last week. But yes, I'm ready, Matt. I'm ready.
As far as the picks are concerned, last week, you had a great week. You were 8-1. We had one difference. It was Calhoun playing at Hiram, and Calhoun helped me out there. They picked up the victory. I took Calhoun. You took Hiram. I was perfect last week, 9-0. Didn't miss a game. And so right now you still have a two-game lead on me. And so that's a significant lead with the amount of weeks we have left in the regular season. But I'm edging closer, so we'll see. But you're 61-12 on the season, and meanwhile I am 59-14 at this current time.
Well, that 7-5A region is a tough one to pick. Hiram was undefeated going into that game, and I wanted to ride the Hiram hype train, and it came back to bite me last week. Calhoun is a battle-tested team, to say the least, and they got the job done on the road.
I just want to take this moment here to thank the Calhoun Yellow Jackets. You helped me out there and helped me have a little bit of hope here in terms of our picks challenge. So thank you.
It was a bee fight. It was a bee fight.
Oh, that's right.
And the Jackets beat the Hornets.
Well, here's a little preview of what we've got to talk about today. We're going to pick some games, and it was one of those situations, Ian, where I kind of had to look around a little bit to find enough games to pick because there's a region or two where most of the teams, or if not all the teams, are idle, involving teams around this surrounding area. So maybe one or two in there where you're like, why are they picking this game? That kind of thing. But we'll see what happens. But we'll start with 7A Division I today. We're going to talk about Dade County Wolverines going out to Branch Bragg Field at Coosa High School. Then it'll be the number 3 Tryon Bulldogs over at Chattooga taking on the Indians. Darlington's down in Lindale taking on the Pepperell Dragons. We mentioned that earlier. Then we'll move into 7A Division II a little bit later on, talk about Christian Heritage going to Bowden to take on the Red Devils, the number 6 team in the state. In that classification, you've got in 7AA, Harrelson County going to Model to Woodard Tuggle Stadium to take on the Model Blue Devils, who had a scare this past weekend. We'll talk about that in detail. We got some insight from Jeff Gable, their broadcaster, on that one this morning on our morning show. You've got Murray County going to Rottmart to take on the Yellow Jackets. Fannin County is going to be at North Murray, taking on that red-hot offense of the North Murray Mountaineers. Then we'll move into a region that you referenced just a little bit ago, 7-5A. The Woodland Wildcats are going to Calhoun to take on the Yellow Jackets at the Reeve. You've got the number 8 Hiram Hornets going to play Cartersville. That one's a tough pick. I think going in will be interesting to get your take on that. Then you've got the Cass Colonels going to take on the Dalton Catamounts. And then as far as bye weeks are concerned this week, I mentioned some regions have a lot of teams off. But in this, you know, close proximity area here to Roman Floyd County, Almerchie's going to be off this week. They got a bye week before they face the Darlington Tigers next week. A little note about that, because of the official shortage that is still ongoing in our area, the game between Darlington and Almerchie coming up next week has been moved up a day. So it's going to be a Thursday evening game. Something to keep in mind if you were planning on attending that game next week or tuning in on the live stream or the radio broadcast, is that Almerchie at Darlington next week is going to be a Thursday game.
And it's homecoming.
Yes, Darlington. It is.
So, definitely want to get that message out there loud and clear, because that's a big night, not only for the football players and the band and everybody involved on a normal Friday night, but you've got the homecoming court and want to celebrate those people as well. So last-minute schedule change there that we all need to be aware of.
Most definitely. So I'm glad that we were able to see that this week and got confirmation from Coach Groves last night on the Coach Groves show. And also Cedartown is idle this week, as well as the Rome Wolves. So that's that. Excuse me. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we're just going to start picking these games.
Let's do it.
All right. We're glad to have you with us. This is This Week in Northwest Georgia Football on the WLAQ YouTube channel and also the Facebook live feed, or you may be listening to the radio edition, the Friday night edition on the radio. So we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection, or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.
Here we go. Dade County traveling to Branch Bragg Field to take on the Coosa Eagles. But Dade's coming off a bye after two really, really tough losses. They lost to Darlington. Close. They gave Tryon everything they could handle. And, you know, although they are 0-2 in region, is it 0-2? I think so.
Which team?
Dade.
Dade, 0-2. Yes.
0-2. So they're 0-2 in region play. I think they're poised to get third spot. Pepperell will have something to say about that, and we'll learn. We'll actually get to lay eyes on Pepperell Friday night. So I'm not gonna give that one to the Wolverines yet. But I think this is a really, really good football team. Coosa is struggling mightily on offense. They've got some really good players, but they're just struggling to score points. And I think Dade will be able to grind this one out and out physical them and get the win.
I'm going to agree with you on this one. Dade County's had a brutal schedule when you look at that. That's part of the reason why they're 1-5, 0-2, as you pointed out, in the region. But we've seen them play. It was no fluke that they were competitive against Tryon and Darlington. This is a good football team, hard-nosed, physical, solid quarterback. They've got some options as far as the running game. They can throw the ball. And Coach Poston has done a heck of a job, you know, building this team up. So they come ready to play every single week. Coosa has some size up front. They got a couple of fast runners. Harrison East, everybody was oohing and aahing over him getting to the backfield when we saw them play. He can be disruptive, but I think one of the issues that you have with Coosa right now, Ian, and I'm curious to see if you agree with this, they're a little bit too one-dimensional.
Yeah.
You know, they run the ball, but they're not too much of a threat in the passing game, and I think that makes it a little bit easier for defenses to come up with a strategy to be able to stop this team. How do you see that?
No, I agree with you 100%. I think it's right now it's just too easy for opponents to game plan and stack the box, take the runaway. And if you can do that, Coosa's going to have a tough time putting points on the board.
And I think that's going to be one of the things that happens in this game. I think the Wolverines are going to get the job done here. So we agree on this one. Through one pick, we are the same.
Tryon at Chattooga. Bulldogs are undefeated. Chattooga has a couple of wins under their belt, but they're having to host a team that's going to come in. There's going to be a lot of bad blood here. These two teams, when they get together, you can throw the records out the window. It's going to be chippy. It always gets chippy between these two teams. So could be worth going just to see the fireworks that might occur on the field as they've not met how many times in the regular season?
You know,
I know you probably have that over there.
This is one of the things that's a little bit surprising because of the proximity of the schools, but the series history of this, 6-5-1, and I forgot to put down who was ahead in the series, so I apologize for that. But 6-5-1, we'll have to check on that.
Okay.
I can't remember, and I didn't put it down. But anyway, to your point, they have not played as much as you would probably think.
And I think they scrimmaged a good bit, but things got so nasty in the scrimmages that they quit doing that. But they, you know, fate brought them back together in Region 7A Division I, and they've this will be the second year in a row they've played in the regular season. Unfortunately, Chattooga is just not at Tryon's level right now. They are rebuilding under Coach Rune Gable, and we know that they have athletes. They'll get there. They're not there yet. Tryon is just the better football team right now, so they're going to go on the road and win this one big.
Tryon won this game last year 42-0. Chattooga does have a few playmakers that you got to worry about on defense. Zayden Cook can run the ball. Dan Meyer, Corey Gibson, a couple of speedy guys there that they line up in different ways. But they have a hard time finishing drives and stringing enough positive things together to generate much offense. So I think, you know, Tryon will be able to do a good job on them on defense. Tryon beat Coosa last week 49-6. One of the things that makes Tryon so dangerous is, yes, they can run the football, but they can move it in the air as well. Cade Smith was 13 of 18 passing last week for 178 yards, threw three touchdown passes, so they can do a lot of different things on offense, and that makes them super dangerous. So I'm with you on this one. I don't think Tryon's going to have many issues here.
Yeah.
All right, so through two games, we are the same. And now we're going to talk about a game that we won't pick, but we're going to be at it. And, Ian, how excited are you to go down to Lyndale and watch the Darlington Tigers take on the Pepperell Dragons?
I'm trying to get my mind in the right place to handle the cannon, the milk jugs, the fire-breathing dragon. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. You know the Dragon fans are going to bring it. They want to beat Darlington. And they played them really tough for a half last year. This is a Pepperell team that got off to a slow start against some good competition, but they're playing better football every week. Got a big win over Armurchie last week. And now they get the Tigers at home. They are both undefeated in the region. The winner of this game, you have to give them the driver's seat. While Tryon is the highest ranked team, Tryon still got to go through Pepperell and Darlington after this. So it's a three-team race at this point for the region championship, and that starts Friday night in Lyndale. You can bank on it. Pepperell's going to be up for this game. So will the Tigers, though. And I think that they will have had a spirited week of practice this week, and they're going to come in and stay focused. They understand what's on the line here. Both teams do. And I think that mentality that Coach Groves puts in of taking it one game at a time, one play at a time, will benefit the Tigers. I think they'll be ready to roll, but they better be ready for the Dragons' absolute best shot.
And, you know, we had the opportunity to catch up with Coach Groves with the Coach Groves show last night. And obviously we had a couple of questions in there asking him what it was going to be like to go play against his alma mater. You know, obviously he grew up in the Lindell area, went to Pepperell throughout school, played football there, had a major influence on him, you know, as a person, as a football guy, and all those sorts of things. So this is one of those ones that carries a lot of meaning for him personally. And I just think that it is going to be an absolute scrap. I predict this is going to be a very physical, intense game. May see a few flags flying here and there with the officials trying to make sure that, you know, keeping control of the game, because I think it's going to have, as you pointed out, that kind of spirit to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The fans are going to be into it. It is going to be an amazing atmosphere, and it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out, because, Ian, when you look at the progress of both of these teams, you look at Pepperell, they opened up the season with a tough schedule, lost their first few games. They've reeled off three wins in a row over Temple, which is a pretty good football team, Chattooga, and then Aumurchie. Now, when you look at the Aumurchie game, everybody's talking about how Aumurchie, this is the toughest version of this team that has been around in a long time. So we'll get to see them coming up next week. But, you know, Pepperell was able to kind of pull away in the end. But Aumurchie had some turnover issues in that game that kind of helped out the situation. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, Pepperell has definitely, without a doubt, gotten better. And this sets up a really interesting matchup between these two teams. For Darlington, if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to get explosive plays out of the big playmakers like you've seen on offense, special teams, and they're really going to have to pin their ears back on defense, because I think Pepperell is going to come out there with a physical brand of football and try to make things difficult. So I cannot wait to see how this game shakes out. I think it's going to be an exciting night.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. I have been all year, really. I've had this one circled on the schedule.
No question about it. So we have went through all the three games that are taking place in Region 7A Division 1 coming up on Friday night, and we're going to take a break, and then after that we're going to move into 7A Division 2. We don't talk about that one a whole lot, and then we'll go into 7AA, and that'll be our next segment here on the show. This is This Week in Northwest Georgia Football, and we are super glad that you have chosen to spend a little time with us this morning. We'll be back.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection, or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.
Here we go. Moving on to 7A Division 2. Christian Heritage Lions at the Bowden Red Devils. The Red Devils lost their first two games of the season and have gone on to win six straight. Quarterback Kyler McGrin, wide receiver Caden Prothro, and running back Jordan Bailey have combined to score 34 touchdowns this season. This is an explosive offense. Christian Heritage, they've been outscored 192-108 over their seven contests. And you've got Bowden averaging 40.6 a game. This seems like a mismatch to me, Matt. I think Bowden will roll.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. You know, Christian Heritage, and I hate to say this, but they've struggled this season. They don't have quite the amount of horses that they've had in recent years. They've got a 6'4", 210 quarterback in Carter Triplett. He can run. He's got a pretty good arm. But again, they just don't have the amount of depth on their roster that we've seen them have in the past. So I really do think they'll struggle in this game. Bowden beat Forest Park 63-14 this past weekend. You mentioned Kyler McGrin. He was 10-13 passing, 134 yards, four touchdowns. And he also rushed for 41 yards, two touchdowns on nine carries. What a game. This is from the Georgia High School Football Daily. And then Jordan Beasley had 147 yards from scrimmage on 14 touches. So this is a good football team, and their offense is going to be way too much to handle. That's why Bowden Red Devils are currently ranked number six in A Division II. So there you have it. All right, we agree on this one. Not much to talk about there.
All right.
Defense to Christian Heritage.
We're jumping over to 7AA, the region we all used to know and love and still do. But it's just not the same as it used to be. But a familiar team has a chance to compete for the second spot. That, you know, it looks like Rockmart is going to win another region championship. I know North Murray will have something to say about that. But Model, Is coming off of a narrow victory, a game that looked like it was in hand. We talked with our friend Jeff Gable about that. Had a 28-7 lead. Fannin County battled back and went for two. Model knocked the pass down and escaped with a one-point victory. Now they get another bunch of Rebels coming to Shannon. Harrelson County, this is not the same Harrelson County team that we grew accustomed to seeing. They've lost a lot of size at the line of scrimmage. They're 1-6. They're struggling. And I think the Blue Devils win this one, and they've got a big showdown with North Murray. If they can spring the upset there, they could get the 2 seed and a home playoff game. So a lot to play for if you're a Model Blue Devil.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the situation last week with the comeback attempt from Fannin County. All that happened in 9 minutes, and it was one of those situations you referenced the conversation we had with Jeff, and he talked to Jeff Honeycutt at the end of the game, and the quote in the paper mentioned the word complacent, that they just kind of let off the gas and that sort of thing and let Fannin County get back into this game, with full credit to Fannin County and their resolve and everything, you know, making an attempt to come back in that game and really putting a scare in Model Blue Devils. So, you know, when you see a quote like that and you know how all that went down, I can only imagine how spirited practice was this week, Ian, trying to make sure that that does not happen again. And so with that said, the point I'm trying to make, Harrelson County is probably catching the Model Blue Devils at the absolute worst time. I think they play with a different level of focus and edge coming into this game, don't you think?
Yeah, I would imagine that they will come out with a laser focus. And again, like we said, a lot to play for Model at this point.
So with that said, man, we both agree. I also take the Model Blue Devils. So we have no differences so far.
Bet we're not going to have one in this next one.
Probably. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Unless you just, you know, unless you're into some moonshine over there. I don't see you sipping on anything that looks like it has that in it, though. So.
Yeah, I'm totally good. My mind is clear and functioning at the highest level it possibly can. You know, okay. I don't know if that's saying much. But anyway, we'll pick the next game.
Murray County travels to The Rock to take on the Rockmart Yellow Jackets. Not much we really need to dive into here as far as X's and O's. Mentioned just a moment ago, Rockmart is the clear favorite to win this region. Murray County is not a good football team. This one is over by halftime.
Well, here's a little series history for you. Rockmart leads it 5-0. Rockmart won last year 49-0. In the last three meetings combined, Rockmart has outscored Murray County 170-0.
Wow.
170-0.
And they may keep that goose egg.
They very well may. So, you've said it all. There's not a lot to say here. Murray County's going to struggle in this game. They've struggled throughout the season. They've only picked up the one win. This is going to be just an absolutely brutal night and an easy win for the Rockmart Yellow Jackets.
All right, Fannin County goes to North Murray to take on the Mountaineers. They're coming off a tough loss. I mean, they came back. They kept fighting. That shows a lot of resolve from this football team. But to have a chance to win it and go for two, love that call in that situation. You fought your way back. Finish it while you have the opportunity to. But they did not. They lost that game to the Blue Devils, and now they have to take on a Mountaineer team that can flat out score some points. You know, these teams are both in contention for one of those four playoff spots in the 7AA, so the Rebels are going to give them their best shot. Could be close, but I don't think it will be. I think North Murray will find a way to outscore Fannin County.
Well, Ian, I'm like a lot of football fans these days. Who doesn't love to see explosive big plays and lots of offense, right, and all that sort of stuff? And that's exactly what you get with this North Murray team, led by quarterback Skylar Williams. He can beat you with his feet. He's got some really good targets in terms of wide receiver Judson Petty, who's made some headlines breaking a state record there at the beginning of the season, so they can distribute the ball to a lot of guys. I think Fannin will generate enough offense to keep it interesting for a while, but at the end of the day, I just don't think that they can keep pace with the Mountaineers. I don't think that North Murray's been known for playing, you know, shutdown defense this season, so I do think they'll give up some points in this game, and Fannin County showed a lot of resolve against Model last week, so we'll see what happens there, but at the end of the day, I think North Murray wins it. And by the way, series-wise, they've only played once so far. Fannin won that game 68-42 last year, and I think that North Murray's going to even up the series coming up later on Friday evening.
What a score. 68-42.
Wow. If you like offense, you enjoy that match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, oh, man. All they did was just run up down the field the whole game, you know. So that's that. We picked the same there.
Oh, we have no differences so far, but we're about to get to the toughest region to call in North Georgia for sure.
And there's two games in there, yeah. Our last two, that we may have one or two differences there. So we'll see what happens. But we got to take another break. This is another episode, Week 9 edition, right?
Wow.
This week in Northwest Georgia football. And we're going to be winding down the regular season here in a few weeks. So,
it's nuts.
Yeah, it really is. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll pick the final three games. And it looks like we're going to have a little bit of time left over today, so we may dive into a little bit of college football and that sort of thing if we have time. So we'll see what happens. But again, just super glad to have you with us, and we shall return.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.
Well, the greatest bumper music in all of sports broadcasting right there.
Matt has to contain himself over there.
I love it, man. So much fun. Well, we've got three more games to pick, and all three of them are in Region 7-5A, which for a while now has been really one of the premier regions in the state of Georgia to keep an eye on, and several teams out of that region in the top 10, and we're going to talk about some of them coming up.
We're going to start with the Woodland Wildcats traveling to play the Calhoun Yellow Jackets. This may be the first week, and I'm sure this was a challenge for the coaching staff at Calhoun, but this may be the first week all season the Calhoun fans can just take a deep breath and go to the stadium. They have played nothing but top-tier opponents. And last week, you had the Hiram Hornets coming off a big road win against Dalton and still undefeated, and the Yellow Jackets had to go to Hiram and play this red-hot team, and they handled business. They got it done. They were coming off an emotional loss to Cartersville where they surrendered a 17-point lead. So this shows a lot about this team, in my opinion, that they were able to gather themselves, go on the road, and beat yet another quality opponent and keep themselves technically in the region race. You never know. Cass almost knocked off Cartersville last week, so impressed with the moxie of this Yellow Jacket squad. Now they're at home against Woodland. Let's give Coach Haywood credit. Woodland's becoming a better football program. They're not there yet, though, and Calhoun is an elite football program, so I expect this one to be over by halftime, and Calhoun fans can just sit back, eat some popcorn, relax, and watch a football game this week for the first time all year.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And when you look at the situation for this Woodland Wildcats team, we've heard a lot about their quarterback. He can scramble. He can make things happen with his feet. But unfortunately for him, and this is not against knock against Woodland, they just don't have the supporting cast. They don't have the horses yet to beat a team like Calhoun. So I really think this is going to be tough sledding for them. As you mentioned, Calhoun beat Hiram last week. 56-35 was the final score. Possibly the most complete game, particularly for the offense of the Calhoun Yellow Jackets this past week. Caden Williams rushed for he had 140 yards and a touchdown. And then Trey Townsend had a good night, 19 of 30 passing, almost had 300 yards, threw for four touchdowns. Emory Winston caught three of those touchdown passes. So they just had some guys that had some big games. And here's a note from Georgia High School Football Daily. Carlos Lopez had five touchbacks and two field goals in the game. So they've got a weapon there on special teams as their kicker. So that certainly is one of those things that can make a difference. So Calhoun won this game last year 49-0. They lead the series 3-0. In three games, Woodland has put up 6 points on Calhoun, and I think this is going to be a similar type situation coming up in this game. So no surprise there. We both agree the Calhoun Yellow Jackets will win.
Yep, we sure do. Moving on, we've got a big one here. Hiram, coming off that loss to Calhoun, their first loss of the season, will take on the undefeated Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, who have had some narrow escapes the last few weeks. Came back from a 17-point deficit against Calhoun to win that game. And then last week had to go to overtime with their cross-county rival, the Cass Colonels, who have not come close to knocking them off. As much progress as Cass had made, they hadn't really put a good scare into Cartersville yet. They did it last week. So this is a battle-tested team, and we talked about it earlier in the show. We're accustomed to Cartersville just boat racing everybody they play for the most part and scoring a ton of points. That hasn't been the case this year. This offense is wired a little bit differently. They can score, but they aren't just hanging half a hundred every week. And I think Hiram is an offensive team. They scored 35 in a loss last week to a good Calhoun team. They're going to be able to put up some points here. Cartersville is going to have to lean on that defense again, and they're going to have to play really well, and they're going to have to play mistake-free football. Hiram is capable of coming in here and getting the win, but Cartersville just keeps finding ways to win. And when a team does that, that trend usually continues. And I think that's what's going to happen here. They're going to lean on their defense once again and do just enough on offense. I think this is close, but I like Cartersville.
Yeah, a fairly tough pick to make. And when you look at Hiram, you referenced them putting up 35 points. They also had 557 total yards in that game. And how often do you do that
and
come up on the losing end of things? So, you know, this is one of those situations. If they get out there against this Cartersville team and find a way to move the ball against that defense, I'd definitely give them a puncher's chance in this game without a doubt to come up with a victory here. Hiram is the number 8 team in the state in that classification, 5A. Cartersville's number 4 team, so you got two top 10 teams locking horns. Hiram with only the one loss on the season. Cartersville has been just kind of hanging in there, so you know, this is a team where I think Cartersville is without a doubt on a little bit of upset alert here.
Sure.
I think Hiram could pull off the upset in this game, but I'm not going to be the one to predict them to do that. I thought, well, I guess I should have figured after last week picking Hiram and losing a game because of that, you might not do that again this week. So maybe, but who knows what will happen here, but I think Cartersville and their defense playing at home in particular, I got to stick with the Canes.
Yeah, the home field advantage was definitely taken into account.
I got you. So, well, we have one more game to talk about here, and this one really has some interesting storylines and things to talk about here, so we'll go ahead and jump into it.
We've got the Cass Colonels traveling to take on the Dalton Catamounts. There we go. All right. What a tough game to call, Matt. You know, it's a must-win for both teams. If they want to get into the playoffs, they can't afford to lose here. And Cass is coming off an emotional loss. Dalton had a bye. Did they have a bye week last week? I think they did. So they got a little much needed rest, or maybe they played Woodland. I'm not sure.
I don't recall.
I did not I did not do my homework. So bad on me. But again, a must win for them. Calhoun and Hiram still remain for Cass. And they're coming off that loss to Cartersville. So they have to win this to get back to the playoffs. They made noise once they got there last year. Dalton lost a tough game to Hiram a few weeks ago. I don't know. This is a tough one to call here, but I believe in what Coach Gates has built. As long as they can shake the cobwebs off from that loss last week and focus on the team in front of them, which I think they can, I like Cass's playmakers to find a way to go on the road and beat Dalton.
That's the question. You said, you know, how hard will it be for Cass to overcome such an emotional overtime loss to Cartersville last week? That one really stings. Yeah. And that's going to be one of those things that it has got to be so difficult to lift yourself back up after being so close in a situation like that to finally picking up that victory against your, you know, rival there, where really when you look at the record and everything, hadn't been that much of a rival in terms of the records and all that. So, finally, Cass gets that close and just, you know, comes up short in that game. So I think that is going to affect them emotionally going into this game. And for that reason, I think Dalton, I'll give them a slight edge. I do think it'll be a game. But at the end of the day, Dalton getting this one at home, and as good as they've been on both sides of the ball, I think Dalton will find a way to win this game at home. But any result in this game is not going to surprise me.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge to not let Cartersville beat them twice. That's and I know Coach Gates will do everything he can I'm going to say they get it done, but I could see it beating them twice for sure.
All right, let's take a break. We come back. We do actually have a little extra time today. We went through the high school picks pretty quickly, so maybe we'll preview a little bit of college football coming up this weekend and that sort of thing. So we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and have a final segment. This is This Week in Northwest Georgia Football.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.
All right, we got a little bit less than 10 minutes left on the show, so we'll go ahead and talk about our coverage coming up this weekend of high school football, and you may be listening on a Friday evening to our radio edition to this, and we do this live on our Facebook live feed and also YouTube at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday mornings, and so here's our Friday night coverage for you, obviously starting with this program at 6 o'clock, 45 minutes of us picking the games of the week, and then at 6:45 we have the Coach Grove Show radio edition for you. That's a 30-minute program where Ian and I have the opportunity to catch up with the head coach of the Darlington Tigers each and every week and talk all things Darlington Tigers football for 30 minutes. You get the radio edition of that coming up at 6:45 on Friday evenings. At 7:15 on Friday, we're going to be live from Lindale as we get ready for the Darlington Tigers to take on the Pepperell Dragons, which is going to be a tremendous amount of fun. Toe meets leather of that game at 7:30. And again, I do want to mention this again. I don't think we can talk about it enough. But coming up next week, the Darlington Tigers are going to be back at home. They'll be at Chris Hunter Stadium, but it will be on a Thursday. The All-Murchie Darlington game for next week has already been moved because of the official shortage to a Thursday night game. So that's something that we don't encounter a tremendous amount. We have maybe a time or two over the years, but we're going to have some Thursday night lights coming up. So everybody's going to be scrambling to try to rearrange schedules and all that sort of stuff to keep things as uniform as possible, including us getting ready for that game.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'll be weird being there on a Thursday. I think it'll feel weirder Friday when we don't have anywhere to go.
I know, it really will. Will you select another game to go to, or will you just take the opportunity to kick back at home? And
you know how that usually goes.
Yeah.
We talk about it. We're like, oh, we got a Friday off. But we'll actually have two Fridays in a row off because we have a bye week the next week. So
that's a good point.
So maybe that next Friday I actually will go and watch another game. But looking at this slate of games, it wouldn't be bad to ride down to Cartersville. I need to look at next week.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the matchups for next week just yet, but I'm sure there's some good ones coming up.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
There always is in that 7-5A region, for sure.
No doubt about it.
Well, let's give the people watching here a little preview of the games coming up this weekend in college football. Ian, tell us some of the ones that you think will be the most interesting for people to watch.
Yeah, it's an interesting week. I think all eyes are over on the West Coast, where the marquee game is going to be Oregon at Washington. You've got two Heisman candidate quarterbacks there, a lot of great quarterbacks in the Pac-12 in general, but Bo Nix and Michael Penix will go head-to-head. The game is at Washington. Game day will be there. So the circus comes to town, and I think that's going to be a great game. It's a 3:30 kick, and the winner is in the driver's seat out there in the Pac-12. These are two teams that are departing for the Big Ten next year. So that's a game I can't wait to watch. You've got a classic matchup between USC and Matt Davis's favorite team, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, coming off of a embarrassing loss against Louisville last week.
And I had to admit, as much as I didn't want to, and I know the narrative always about Notre Dame is overrated, it does seem like this year they're wearing that hat, at least at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. I think USC has proven they don't play much defense. So I really think that's going to be a close ball game. Sam Hartman will be able to move the Irish offense up and down the field. And if Notre Dame's defense can get a few stops, I wouldn't be shocked to see Notre Dame win that game, to be honest. But we'll see. You've got UCLA and Oregon State, another Pac-12 matchup. It's funny that we're talking so much about the Pac-12 and the SEC. There's some great matchups, too. Texas A&M goes to Knoxville. I think that's going to be a really good game, a hard one to call there. Arkansas and Alabama, the Hogs have had a real tough time, but they're a good football team. That could be interesting. Auburn at LSU, Florida at South Carolina, Georgia's in Nashville, so all the Dog fans can go up to Broadway and hang out and get cheap tickets, and it'll be a sea of red and black at Vanderbilt. It's always funny to watch the away team take that stadium over. So it should be a really good Saturday. I did want to ask you, Matt, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier, and I regret it, so we're going to take this opportunity. How about Georgia Tech?
Oh, man. And how about Cristobal trying to explain his way out of the decision-making there at the end of that football game? And it's funny that you bring that up because I was out of town this weekend on the West Coast. I was far away from home, but I had my Georgia Tech hat on the morning after that game. And, of course, people that are college football fans out there were asking me my thoughts about that whole situation. So it's kind of funny. That's one of those things that people that, you know, not in this area were talking about that. So
I read there was a bet. There's a guy who puts out a bet you can take, right? It's like you run this parlay. I'm a pro. So if you bet like I bet, here it is. He lays it out for you. And it was a 12-team parlay. And Georgia Tech was the last one that had to hit. All of them had hit. So a lot of people bet them. And that fumble happened, and people missed out on thousands of dollars that they could have made. So I'm sure being in Vegas, there are a lot of people that were very, very upset the next day about Cristobal not just taking a knee. That's all you had to do. He had three plays where he could have taken a knee. He ran it three times. On the last play, they cough it up. And the one thing that I feel like has gotten lost in the shuffle there, yes, that was boneheaded. Matt Davis could have been the coach at Miami, or I could have. We would have known to take a knee in that situation, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, without
no
a doubt.
No question about it.
And he didn't. Tech still had to go 75 yards in two plays. They hit a pass that I think they went out of bounds at the 45-yard line, but it was kind of a prayer. And then they got up on the ball, run another play. Haynes King gets flushed out of the pocket. Somehow the receiver gets behind the defense, and it's ball game. I mean, it was pretty amazing. And you're coming off of a loss to Bowling Green the week before, an embarrassing loss where you got out-physicaled by Bowling Green at home. And then you find a way to beat an undefeated number 17-ranked Miami team. And you can say they beat themselves, but Tech still had to drive the field and had to stay in that ball game, and they did it. So heck of a win for Georgia Tech, embarrassing loss for the Miami Hurricanes, and could be the beginning of the end for Mario Cristobal.
And that's one of those things that people are not going to forget. That's going to come up in conversations for years to come. Yeah. I don't think you overcome that. And my question would be like, okay, he had a brain lapse there for a minute. How come somebody's not in his ear saying, hey, man, we need to take a knee here? You know, there's a team of coaches over there. You would think that somebody would be able to get him to come to his senses in that situation. What do you think about that?
It's inexcusable. It is. And his explanation after the game, just I don't even think he understood what the heck he did. But, I mean, that's just basic football knowledge there. You know, you don't take any chances. If you have the chance to get in the victory formation and kneel on it, that's what you do. He did not do it. Took three chances. The last one burned him bad, and Tech made him pay for it. And, yeah, that'll never be forgotten.
Well, hopefully that'll give Tech a little bit of spark moving forward in the season, so we'll see what happens there. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left of the show, and I know that the Falcons picked up a victory last week. Desmond Ridder looked a little bit better in the process of that. Have your feelings changed about him?
Not at all. He laid an egg the week before in London, and we talked to our buddy Jeff Gable earlier, and he said Desmond Ridder did some growing up. Yeah, he's going to have to continue to prove it to me. I'm not buying it. They should beat the Commanders on Sunday. If they can keep taking care of business, maybe he can win me back over. But at this point, I'm not a believer in Desmond Ridder.
Well, Ian, I think we are officially coming to the end of our time, but it's been a fun show again today. Looking forward to all the games coming up this evening, and we want to take this opportunity to appreciate everybody for watching or listening, if you're listening to this on the radio on a Friday night, and hope you have a great weekend, everybody, and just enjoy the rest of this regular season because it's going to be playoff season coming up here in a few weeks. Man.
I can't believe it.
Me either. All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up and hear a word from our sponsor one more time. But this has been another edition of This Week in Northwest Georgia Football, brought to you by Riverside Auto Group. We appreciate them for being a sponsor. Thanks for your time, as always, Ian.
Always a pleasure.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.